Public service reminder. If a chunk of something, say sweet potato, is stuck in your immersion blender, always unplug it before sticking your finger up near the blades to clear the gunk away. Because you probably already know this, but I had to learn the hard way. Your other hand can slip and accidentally hit the on switch. Folks, in a fight between those extra sharp blades and your pointer finger, the blender always wins. Yeah, I know. It was the kind of injury that's so bad it doesn't hurt right away. I mean, you don't even swear. But man, there was a lot of blood. Scamp came to investigate and lend some moral support, of course. He's always there in a pinch. Charlie, however, was not. He was ice fishing with the boys. So I cleaned up the blood on the floor, changed the blood-soaked paper towels for some new ones, and drove myself to the quick care. Good thing the car's an automatic. Didn't even occur to me to call one of my friends or my sister. That's what shock'll do to ya. Gotta say, can't remember much of that drive. Anywho, a tetanus shot, 8 stitches, and some super glue later, I headed home with that warm, fuzzy feeling that getting a good start on your insurance deductible gives you. Well, to be honest, I didn't go straight home because I needed to stop at the Cumbies for some king-size M&Ms, purely for medicinal purposes. I curled up on the couch with Netflix, back-to-back episodes of NCIS New Orleans, Scamp, some popcorn, and those M&Ms, my heart beating in the tip of my finger, throb, throb, throb. So, I won't be writing a long blog today. Hard to type with this ginormous bandage on my finger. Here's what I learned. Cooking can be dangerous, especially if you're not paying as much attention as you should be. When the you-know-what hits the fan, ask for help. And M&Ms and a dog always make things better. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.